Dare Adventures of Biggles.
By sending Pat and Algy back to Kampala with both planes, Biggles tricks the natives into believing that his entire party is gone. But Bertie and Biggles himself are still at Matonga and very much on the alert. They creep back to the rest hut and watch the kraal for developments. For hours they watch, but life in the native village seems to be completely normal. Darkness falls, and with it, a menacing, frightening sound strikes through the stillness. In their prison hut on the other side of the village, Ginger and Mishu also hear it. Mishu at once understands. This is the dance of sacrifice. When the natives have worked themselves into a frenzy, they will feed their prisoner to the man-eating leopard. Meanwhile, Biggles and Bertie listen and wonder about it.
It's a belly old hop, step, and jump of some sort. I mean to say, natives always dance to that sort of accompaniment. What?
Yes, they're dancing, and it may concern Ginge. But for the life of me, I can't tell how.
You don't think they've made him into a jolly old idol or some such nonsense, do you?
Not these natives. They're a bad lot. And I imagine they'd be superstitious only when it suited themselves.
Yes, I can't imagine anyone bowing the knee before old Ginge. The old trout scarcely inspires one that way.
I've a feeling this dance serves a direct purpose. The natives are working themselves up for something that will suit that wily old headman. Something evil.
I know, old Bean. We'll waffle into the village and demand to know what it's all about. He may even give us a grandstand seat, what?
Yes, in the stew pot. That'd be about the most dangerous thing we could do. Those natives resent us anyway. We'd be asking for trouble if we went near them when they were excited.
But if old Ginger's tied in with it somewhere...
He may not be. But we'll find out. The excitement seems to be at the far end of the village. We'll scout through the trees until we can see what's actually going on.
Sort of burble up to close quarters, what?
If it's possible. But take it quietly and carefully. Everything will be cooked if we are seen.
That noise seems to be growing louder, Mishu.
Yes, Bwana. They come closer.
You mean they're coming for us now?
They dance this way. Native all excited. Now ready to kill.
To kill us?
Yes, Bwana.
I'm not going to take it. I'm hanged if I'll lie still and let them throw me to that leopard.
We tied up, Bwana, not able to stop them.
Then we'll get untied. You're as strong as an ox. Break those ropes. Tear at them. See if you can rip them off.
No. Ropes too strong. Me should not break them.
Neither can I. There must be some way, Mishu. There must be some way out.
No way. They come. Listen.
They're here. Almost outside the hut. Get to places out of this. We're not going to...
We come. We come for sacrifice.
Keep your distance. I'll kick your teeth in if you come near me.
Soon you kick at that way at leopard white man. Kick at his teeth. You find a sharp like mine.
You devil.
You're not like biting, huh? Leopard bite deeper than me. I will take you. Soon you feel a bite of leopard. Mwanga! Kabita! Mutexa!
This is as far as we dare go, Bertie. We'll be seen in the moonlight if we move beyond the trees.
But it's scarcely the belly grandstand, old bean. We lissies still can't make out exactly what's going on. I mean to say, all we can see is a whirling, twirling, bobbing, leaping mass of black blighters.
The movement does make it hard to pick anything out from this distance. But keep watching. We'll grow accustomed to it quickly enough.
I'd say they're staying in that valley clearing, what?
Yes, looks like it. The procession settled down there for the moment.
The dancing sort of concentrated on something in the middle. Oh, if only that belly witch doctor Blighter would calm down for a jiff, we might be able to see what it is.
He won't calm down. But there certainly is something inside the circle. Something on the ground, I should say.
Michu! Can you hear me through all this row?
Michu here, Bwana.
I've been trying to cut through my ropes on a stone. I can't make it. You any hope of getting free?
No, I try. Ropes too strong.
Then we're finished. What happens next?
Michu not know. Headman come. Soon we know.
Ah, how you like to lie there, white pig? Soon leopard come. He crawl over you, he bite. He claw you. How you like it, white man? Eh?
Well, don't expect me to help your comedy along. But cut these ropes free and I'll give you some amusement. I'll tear that filthy head from your body.
I know you do nothing. Now you die, I spit on you, white pig. And on Michu, slave of you, white pig. Now you wait. You wait for leopard. You wait for leopard come.
They're going, Michu.
Yes, Bwana. Let them go back to kraal. Soon dance stop.
But are they going to leave us lying here?
They leave us. They edge of forest. Soon. All gone but us.
And then?
When leopard come.
Gone, O'Bean. Not a sausage in the jolly old frying pan now.
I'm not so sure.
Well, if you aren't, you're barely well seeing things. To the Lissy Orbs, the clearing's deserted. They've even turned off that ghastly belly jazz band.
No. No. The clearing isn't deserted.
Oh, now hang it all, O'Bean.
There's something still there, Bertie. Something on the ground.
Hmm? By Jove, so there is. Looks like a couple of sacks of spuds.
It was round those blobs that the natives were dancing. There's something there that was the cause of the whole performance.
The question is, old trout, what?
We're going to find out.
What? Who's into that clearing with the kraal only 100 yards away?
We'll risk that. You keep your eyes steadily on the kraal. If there's any sign of movement, send over a shot as a warning.
Never let it be said that a Lissy didn't do his best, old sausage. But we've a horrible feeling we'll land a spear between the shoulder blades before we spot a belly thing.
Well, make sure you don't. Now, come along. Take it slowly, so that our movement won't attract attention.
We're not in our attracting mood tonight, O'Bean. Definitely not. I say, the smell around this part of the world isn't particularly wholesome, what?
No, it's the smell of carnage.
Hmm? Sizzling sausages, you don't mean... death and all that sort of thing.
Yes. Can't you see the bones lying about?
Oh, I say, we Lissies have a profound dislike for bones. We much prefer them to be covered with a spot of flesh.
This place is like a slaughter yard. There's something else about that smell, too.
There are all sorts of things about it. All of them frightfully belly unpleasant.
It's a wild animal smell, I think.
Buddy, that's Ginge.
What?
Lying on the ground over there, and Michu's with him.
By Jove! They were the star turns in the jolly old song and dance act, what?
I had a feeling we'd find something like this. Ginge! Ginge! It's Biggles!
Biggles! For Pete's sake, come over and untie me! Get us out of this darn place!
We're coming! Doesn't seem to be much wrong with him, thank goodness.
No, the old hevel-fate chirrup sounds as loud and clear as ever.
I say! You trouts look more like sacks of potatoes than ever now we're up close.
Oh, stop talking rot and cut us free. We want to get out of this.
Look after Michu, Bertie. I'll fix Ginge.
Roger.
Tell me, Biggles, where on earth did you come from? We heard you fly away not long after midday.
You heard Pat and Algy. They took the two kites while we stayed here.
Oh, I see. Did the headman know that?
No fear. We deliberately let him think we'd all gone.
Did you hear that, Michu? They play games like that and nearly finish us off properly.
Oh, I say, don't spout at great length, O'Bean. You're a positive letdown. We expected to find your mangled remains, and instead you're as lively as a belly 2-year-old. That's not what we Lissies call being finished off.
Well, it might have been. Eh, Michu?
Oh, they come and everything. What do you say? Okay. We're safe now, Bwana.
Hey, Wadjinj. You're free.
Thanks, Biggles. Now then, tell us what this is all about.
Well, Michu and I were going to be sacrificed.
Sacrificed? Sizzling sausages, old boy. Sacrificed to what?
To leopard. Soon leopard come, Bwana. Eat all who are here.
That's right. That's why they left us. They held the dance in our honor and then whipped off so that his nibs, the leopard, could come and have us for dinner. For dinner, mark you.
Oh, we go. Please, please, say we go. One inspector, we go.
Michu, what is it? Why are you looking like that?
Michu not know, but Michu feel something.
Baked potatoes. Biggles, look. Look. Coming from the trees.
Oh, the leopard.
The four men whirl round to see a black shape streaking towards them from the trees. This is the man-eating leopard. Will the natives yet have their sacrifice? Don't miss the next thrilling episode of The Air Adventures of Biggles.